All right, hello everyone, and welcome to Ask the Mayor on WFIU. I'm Joe Wren. We're joined this week by Nashville Municipal Consultant Dax Norton. Hello, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Joe, good to be here.
Yeah. well, let's just start where we've started. It seems like every show, COVID-19 update, about half the vaccinated in the state. But in some ways, it feels like we're kind of back where we started back in January. You're seeing numbers so high, hospitalizations, cases. What's the reality with kind of boots on the ground there in Nashville right now?
Caution. I think that we've gone back up, and not that, you know, I think it's visible caution now. It was kind of covert a little bit for a while, and now it's back on the front page. And you know, the commissioners have released a statement here in Brown County of, you know, they're not necessarily going to do any mandates or anything. You know, they suggested common sense. The council kind of followed suit with the commissioner's statement. But the council's also still backing and going to back any business owner that chooses to, you know, require a mask in their facility. And if they don't, they can be removed for trespass. So that'll still be there. Abundance of caution. I've seen a lot of masks come back in the county and in town. I've seen some masks come back in town meetings. So there is that rumble now of, you know, talking about, I won't say going back, but doing things that the caution level goes up, just like we were a year ago.
15% positivity rate there in Brown County. COVID dashboard is orange. And you mentioned about the commissioner where they were saying it's up to the individuals to wear masks. Is that sending a good message from leadership to a place that draws so many tourists?
You know, it's kind of the same way last year. There weren't any mandates throughout the pandemic. People did a very good job of being cautious and kind of coming together to make sure that everyone was safe. So I think that, you know, a lot of those people are going to go visit these retail establishments that are the bread and butter of Nashville. And so long as we stand behind the business owners and what they individually decide to do, I think that we'll be safe. If measures need to be taken that, you know, enhance the role of the governmental, you know, structure, then we'll certainly be paying attention to see what needs to happen. But right now, yes, up to the individual, have common sense. If the sign is on a door in a business that says you have to have a mask to walk in here, understand that we're going to back that business up with trespass laws if you're not going to comply.
You know, I did see where school board is reinstating masks, although despite groups protesting, you know, mask mandates. Just, you know, your background with municipalities and so forth, what's the message to those who don't want mask mandates during a pandemic, you know, that's so dangerous such as this?
Yeah, if we're not gonna, you know, I think if we're in a community that truly embraces caution and care and respect of others, which Brown County is, I mean, the epitome of that, probably gonna be okay. It's not until we start to see a mass amount of, you know, a disrespect for others that I think we have to step in and put those things in place. You know, school's a little different, right? Kids are required to be there by law in education. They're required to be in those close settings, and the school board's done what they think is best to protect those kids. I can tell you that my youngest daughter has, and she's not in that school system, but she's in a school system in Indiana. So she's had to, for the first 3 weeks of school, she's been home because of COVID issues, either, you know, exposed or, you know, sniffles. And it's interesting to see how it's going to progress if this variant progresses. So it is a trick. It's tricky for municipal local governments to figure out how you best balance individual freedom, which we so very much embrace in this country, and the protection of the health as a whole. And so for now, we'll continue to leave it up to the individual to be respectful of their fellow citizens.
I'm going to get an update too on the American Rescue Act money. The town of Nashville, I believe, was allocated $230,000. Any update on where that money is going to be best spent for the town of Nashville?
No, I think the council is definitely leaning towards water, wastewater projects at this point. I think that's wise of them. There has not been an official spending plan adopted. No need to do that quite yet, but have to had discussions with the utility service board. I'd say the biggest challenge facing the town at this point is the funding of utility upgrades to ensure that the water is safe and that we efficiently take it away and treat it, put it back into the environment. Millions and millions and millions of dollars to be spent just to bring the system up to 2021 standards. What I mean by that is not having leaks and the, you know, eliminating water loss, ensure that there's no combined sewer overflow issues, and on the sewer side, make sure there's no water, that we're not treating rainwater. Those are big issues, and we haven't planned very well across the state and country for those issues. And so I think they're leaning in that direction.
And we've talked about this a few times about the water utility, the aging infrastructure. There was an alarming statistic too, and I don't remember what it was, about how much water was leaking from the system. Do you remember that?
Yeah, we had about a 55% water loss, and that doesn't necessarily mean leaks. There's a lot of things that go into water loss. Adjustments to bills, leaks is one of them. Is the meter not reading properly? Is the meter antiquated and needs to be upgraded to current technological standards? Is it the right meter for the amount of usage? There are a number of things that go into loss. I think the good thing is this utility staff, utility service board, has done a great job of seeing that number and finding solutions to fix it. Now, a lot of the solutions are going to be digging up 1947 pipes and replacing them, and that's going to be costly. It'll be probably debt. It has to be, you know, we'll try to get as many grants as we possibly can, especially in this environment for the federal and state governments handing out money. We'll try our best. Those are all really costly endeavors to replace those aging pipes, because it should have happened, you know, gradually over the course of time, proper rate increases. And it's hard, it's difficult for municipal leadership. And I completely understand, having followed them and worked for them for so many years, it's hard for them to have to put that burden on the ratepayer. But the burden is high, and the cost is high if you do it right. So trying to figure out ways to replace those aging pieces of infrastructure without having an extremely negative impact on the ratepayer, who's already strapped or tight, you know, with their budgets, is what we're trying to look to do.
What would you consider that being the top priority, or replacing the pipes, or are there other things that are even a higher priority than that?
You mean on the infrastructure side for the utility?
For water, yeah.
Replacement of underground infrastructure is probably the biggest priority. The plant runs well. Robin runs the plant well. The sewer treatment plant. Obviously, Brown County Water manufactures the water, and we buy it wholesale from them, so we don't have a manufacturing element. Our pump stations seem to be in pretty fairly good shape, but you're talking, that underground infrastructure is incredibly expensive, especially to replace. Expanding to areas that don't affect current residences is a little easier than digging up and disrupting retail, commercial, industrial, and residential life while you're replacing. That's what makes it so costly.
So when you mention millions of dollars and you answered part of this question in that you're looking at grants and federal grants and matching grants, I'm sure, but where, you know, where does the rest of that money come from?
Well, nobody likes to hear this, but it comes in the form of long-term loans with incredibly low interest that have to be paid. And that payment comes from two things, making sure the budget is, you know, the money is spent well, which right now with the Utility Service Board has found out is it really is. The staff does a very good job of expenditure and operating the utility on the budget that they have. And they probably aren't producing enough revenue to actually operate it well. So that's ratepayers. You know, ultimately at the end of the day, it's looking at increases to what the ratepayers pay for the service.
Kind of go along with that. I know Bloomington is having budget hearings all week. How close are you to Nashville's budget hearings, and what's the procedure like there?
I've been working most of this day on budget items. So there's a budget hearing on the 25th. There's a budget hearing on the 26th. I think there's a couple next week, and then it'll be placed hopefully soon on Gateway, like it's required to be. This year is a little more intense. It seems the council is really looking at each line I think if you heard me say it, you know, you have to budget two ways with the utility. It's based on how much it costs to run the utility. Well, you don't have that luxury on the tax side. The taxes, the levy is a levy. You can't go out and raise tax rates. You're kind of stuck with what you have. And so I can tell the council you need to fund your priorities. And I think that every member of the council is trying to find out what those priorities are at this point.
And then do they get divided into certain categories for each of the different hearings? And then a chance for budget people to, you know, make presentation and public to comment if necessary?
It hasn't happened so much because the budget's so small, and you know, it's really essentially three departments, if you will, on the town side, police, and then town administration, clerk treasurer. You do have the MVH department. MVH is small. It's not that difficult to budget in a place like Nashville. You just don't have enough money to worry about, you know, real strategic budgets. I think one thing they're looking at this year is people. And so staff members, people actually provide the service to the residents. If you have, you know, we have really good people, but are those people being compensated enough for what they do? Do more people need to be brought on? And so the investment in staff to provide the service sometimes can, a good staff member can reduce the amount of money you need to actually provide that service. So that's really what I think one big thing they're looking at from a funding perspective.
Now, I was reading this article in the Brown County Democrat newspaper and saw a few people were kind of up in arms about defunding or cutting the police budget. I don't know how much you were in on that or want to comment. It seemed like from what I read, most of that was a misrepresentation that kind of snowballed into something that wasn't really happening. Do you have any more information on that?
I don't really have any more info than the paper. She did a pretty good job of explaining what's happening there. So that's part of taking the budget apart and determining, you know, what amount of money needs to go to each service is provided to the residents. And is the current council and the current condition providing enough money to each department to provide those services? So this is a weird, kind of a strange year where the budget, and this is my experience most places, the budget becomes kind of a rubber stamp, especially on the tax side, because like I said, revenues don't really go up in a town that doesn't have a tremendous amount of growth. Kind of stays stagnant a little bit, becomes a little easy. This year, the council's kind of really looking at some specific items. And that's, you know, when that happens, you start to ask questions, and I think that's where concerns come in. I completely understand the concerns, and I think the whole council does, and the council was actually pretty excited to see that many people in a room for the budget hearing, because that doesn't ever happen. So,
And correct me if I'm wrong, I think from the U.S. Census numbers that came out, if anything, Nashville's population decreased a little, didn't it?
I think it increased a touch.
Or increased a touch, okay.
1,098 is what I saw.
Okay.
It increased from 2010 just a little bit. There was some annexation, which kicked in, and that kind of causes what I call non-organic, unorganic. I'm not sure what the word is. Growth. And there was a little bit of organic growth, but it's not, it's just not happening because there's nowhere to move. There's no housing stock, so it's impeding that growth a little bit.
We're getting close on time, but I did want to mention too, and I know the planning for this goes all year. It just doesn't start now, but this is the start, or somewhat. September is coming up. October, of course, is big tourism time for Nashville. What's the word on the ground on preparations of millions of people that are expected to come into the Nashville and Brown County?
Luckily, we have Jane Ellis, who's at the Commission Visitors Bureau, who's the expert. She should get an award for, last year, really, we didn't see a lot of pullback on the tourism side. And that's her office and her staff, and she's good leadership. So she's making all those preparations with the chamber, and I think the town is prepared, had many discussions, but, we'll give the credit where it's due to Jane Ellis and Commission and Visitors Bureau for doing such a great job of continuing to bring people here, keep them safe, and do everything we need to do to make sure that we can fit all those people in one place at one time safely, and they can enjoy themselves. So I think everybody's ready. That's that's another one of the budget things. So got a budget for those items as well.
Yeah. I still am trying to adjust to the classes starting in Bloomington here at IU on Monday. It's traffic, lines of people, and boy, oh boy, it's something.
I think I told you that the food and beverage, we actually brought in more food and beverage money in 2020 than we did in 2019. That is a true number. I think you and I kind of talked about that a little bit, whether that was truthful. It is.
Yeah.
A true statement. And some of that, has to do with people continuing to come here because they feel safe here. And it's well marketed. So,
yeah. Yeah, that kind of got lost. I know we weren't able to do a few shows the last couple months, but we did talk about that, and we're trying to follow up on that, and had some, you mentioned that on a previous show, and it had a caller call in and say, that just cannot be true, that some of that had been from 2019, but you're confident that those are true 2020 numbers.
Yeah, we're confident those are true 2020 numbers. So.
Yeah, I mean, from the few times I did get to Brown County to see empty streets, that's just hard to believe.
I think a couple of things contributed. You had a couple of new restaurants. You had the Nashville House reopen. And people ate. Mm-hmm. You have to eat. So locals probably started eating locally, as opposed to maybe when grabbing something while they're at their office. Some business owners said that they had their best year. Mm-hmm. When the tourism came up in October through Christmas, that they had their best years. And so instead of traveling abroad and traveling to different states, people found their way to the day trip or the weekend trip. So we'll see what happens. We're ready. Get those leaves changed, and we're ready to go.
That's very interesting. That's true. I didn't think of that part about people looking for day trips and just not traveling. Yeah. I mean, airports were practically closed. Yeah.
Yep.
Interesting. Did you have any other announcements or things that we should know about before we go?
No, I think, just for if people are watching, pay attention to, it's good to see people involved in the budget process. Continue to reach out about their concern about masks and health in the community. And a lot of leadership happened to get Nashville and Brown County to where they are in 2021 through 2020. And it's good to see. So.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Hope to see you next month.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Take care.